Hello, I'm Cindy, and this is Permission for Pleasure. Or should I say bonjour, or g'day, or so bana. I'm delighted you're joining me wherever you're listening. I see you all over the world, helping this podcast grow and chart globally. Thanks for being part of this community. In this quickie episode, we're going to talk about making noise during sex, or voicing your pleasure. Put sound to what your body is feeling. Let me share how I started thinking about this. If you're new to the pod, you may not know that I used to be a labor and delivery nurse. And what I found in caring for women over all those years was it often took quite a bit of coaxing to get the women to vocalize. They seemed to be restraining themselves, even in the midst of the strain of labor. They didn't feel it was acceptable or okay for them to make noise during the work of giving birth. I think this is because so many women have been conditioned to be silent or be quiet in general, and not just with pain or discomfort, but also when their bodies are in movement, action, or pleasure. So stay with me here. This is how I see this parallel with sex. Women often censor themselves in their experience with pleasure and passion by not giving themselves the freedom to make noise. It is natural and normal to be vocal with the sensations you experience during sex. Allowing your body to express itself audibly can usher you into deeper eroticism and desire. Why? Because it reinforces your mind-body awareness. Think of it as acknowledging your sensuality with your voice, along with your body. There's actually a term for this. It's called copulatory vocalizations. It's in the science. Scientists found that sexual noises may enhance pleasure. Pleasure's not something that you must keep silent about. It's not a secret you have to keep. Here's some added incentive from the science. Making noise may also serve as nonverbal communication and positive reinforcement with a partner. It narrates your pleasure. Ask yourself the question, do I silence myself when it comes to sex? Explore this idea of connecting your voice with the feelings in your body. Give yourself freedom to express what your body's experiencing. It could be moaning, sighing, groaning, whispering, humming, yelling, purring, crying, any and all of it. Get curious about giving yourself permission to make some noise and know that this can help you be more present in your body. Maybe you want to experiment with this first during solo play. See if it helps you be more present. And then if you're partnered, move it into partnered sex. Here's a few extra credit tips. Open your throat. This helps to open your pelvic floor. It helps you to stay loose and open. Or try starting quiet and getting louder. So say if you're humming, make it soft and then gradually increase your volume. Also, deeper sounds can help to bring sexual energy down your body to your genitals. You may even want to picture the sound. Give it an image. Watch it. Start it in your head and move it through your body down to your pelvic floor and into your genitals. Get curious with yourself. How could this feel for you? What can you express with sounds instead of words? I just love this for all of you. Just more freedom, more ways to express yourself, more communication with a partner, more pleasure. I like sharing this idea about making noise to give you one more avenue to give yourself permission for pleasure. I do offer this kind of conversation about making noise on the blog as well. I'll link to that in the show notes. I do know that some people like to read rather than listen. And also, while you're in the show notes, I would be delighted to have you join my newsletter community where I offer good education for good sex once a month. Have you ever thought, how can I support Cindy and this free podcast? Do you know the very best thing you could do is to share an episode with your partner, with a friend, and spread sexual health education along with me. I would be delighted to hear your suggestions, what you want to hear on the pod, who you want to hear from. Let me know. You can always contact me through my website or the link in the show notes. So friends, let's see how we can give ourselves permission to voice what our body is feeling as we give ourselves permission for pleasure.